Ahead of a mutual aid free fare event hosted by community-based support organisation, the St John Community Coalition, a fundraising event is taking place on Sunday, July 13th at Haven Music Hall. With cost of living and general affordability still a major issue for St John's, the mutual aid fare will offer a number of free services such as healthcare, haircuts and repairs, as well as items such as toiletries, non-perishable foods and clothing. Local 107.3 FM spoke with organisers Brandon Flynn and Britt Rose about the fundraising event and the mutual aid fare itself, and what visitors will be able to expect. They also spoke about the importance of mutual aid and the part it plays in building community.
The free fare is taking place at Queen Square, August 16th. That is a Saturday from noon to four. And everybody is welcome and encouraged to be there. So we've had two previous events. We call them free stores, which is an event where people can show up and they can expect goods and services for free. Anything that people might donate and that other people might find helpful.
The first two free stores were really successful, and there were a lot of people who benefited. However, the need was much more than we had initially anticipated. The next one is going to be in August, which gives us the opportunity to have it outside. So it's going to be a lot bigger, and we're not going to focus as much on free things like clothes and such, but also providing free services such as haircuts, tax filing, things like that, to really bring more of a sense of community and to meet other needs. This upcoming Sunday on July 13th, we're going to be having a fundraising drive for the upcoming free fair that will be in August. And at the fundraising drive, we are going to have some silent auction items to bid on. We'll have art that will be pay what you can. And we're now set up to accept e-transfers as well. So that will also be an option. But it's just going to be a place from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. at Haven Music Hall. For people to come and socialize and, you know, bid on things if they want to, but mostly just to, you know, raise awareness and some money for the free fair that's going to be happening on August 16th.
Are there things people can still offer in terms of items or services?
Yeah, there are a lot of ways that people can help contribute. Fundraising is important, but people can join the free store as a service. They could be that person that is providing tax services, that is doing haircuts, or doing sketches, like providing sketches to people, all sorts of things. We could still organize collecting physical goods, especially non-perishable food.
For physical donations, there is the possibility of dropping a couple of things off at Haven during the fundraising event. However, we don't want to overload Haven too much. We could potentially organize a pickup. And for the money that we're going to be raising, that money is going to go towards things that we can't get by donation, such as tables, chairs, porta potties for the event.
Insurance.
Insurance, making those ends meet.
How important are these kind of community-based initiatives, and how does this fit into other ways to tackle affordability and cost of living issues?
They've always been very important. However, now more than ever, we've adopted this idea that being on our own and like being individuals is the most important thing. However, we've left behind the sense of community, and there's so many people that are struggling right now. All of us have been impacted by the cost of living, and having somewhere to go where you can just exist without money and without any expectations or anything like that in itself is so important, because we don't have spaces like that as a society anymore. So just reaffirming that community is like so important, and trying to bring that back into St. John.
Certainly over the last 5 years since COVID, there has been an explosion in homelessness. There's been a massive transfer of wealth upward. The average person is getting poorer, and the richest are getting absurdly more wealth. We are seeing higher food prices. We're seeing higher prices for rent. And the free fair is operating under the idea of mutual aid, which might be confused for charity. Mutual aid, it's almost what it sounds like. It's aid that's mutual. You're helping each other. But more so, it's about solving people's needs while also tackling the systems that created those needs.
That does certainly touch on sort of the other question that I did have about kind of the impact and the value that mutual aid can have beyond the obviously important aims of kind of like helping each other meet our material needs.
One of the things going on in our head is how do we distinguish this from charity? How do we make this not just a system that is top down, but how do we help foster an environment where the community is helping each other? They're forming more rigid systems of community so that people can thrive during these times of crisis. And part of that is to help people understand why these conditions exist in the first place. It's wealth moving upward while also having a government that is unwilling or unable to truly do anything about it.
Yeah, beyond just patching these things with band-aids, we need like systematic change, and that is going to have to start with us, the community. And beyond that, it's just really cool to care about each other. It's good all around.
When we had the first free store, it really was kind of a magical feeling putting in all this work and seeing it happen for real, and how happy people were to be a part of that. That really feels like what community is all about.
If anybody ever wants to stay updated on anything that is going on, you can join the Community Free Store St. John group on Facebook, or you can follow us on Instagram. It's just Free Store SJ. Any updates are always going to be posted there, as well as any upcoming events or donation drives, fundraisers, etc.
The Mutual Aid Fair is set to take place on Saturday, August 16th from 12 till 4 p.m. at Queen Square in Uptown St. John. Among the volunteers involved in the free fair are two members of Local FM's board of directors, Jamie Greening and Sarah Durham. The board did not assign this story or have any input into it. It is presented due to the inherent community interest in the event. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.